WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Breaking news in the Middle East. Four Israeli hostages taken captive by Hamas October 7th have been rescued. Correspondent Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
In a dramatic operation in a Gaza refugee camp, the Israeli army rescued four hostages alive. They were found in two separate locations and taken to a hospital in Israel in good condition. The hostages include three men and one woman from 21 to 40 years old.
Well, there's a heat wave in the Southwest where temps are soaring. It hit 111 in Vegas on Thursday, then cooled down to 109 there yesterday. CBS's Ben Tracy is there.
It's not that these temperatures of 109 or 110 are completely unheard of in Las Vegas. It does get very hot here in the summer. It's just the fact that this is coming much earlier in the season than it normally does. These are temperatures that are much more normal in July and August than they are in early June.
An Apollo 8 astronaut has died in a plane crash in Washington State.
Bill Anders was an Air Force fighter pilot and a nuclear engineer. During Apollo 8's trip around the moon, he made history as a photographer, looking back at the Earth.
The picture that was commemorated on the stamp and has been the picture of popularity was one I took.
That picture became known as Earthrise. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
After the prosecution rested its case yesterday in Hunter Biden's gun trial, it was the defense's turn. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The defense called Hunter Biden's daughter, Naomi, who testified her father seemed to be doing better. During the critical period of time in this case, October 2018, she acknowledged he was a drug addict, that it was hard on the family, that she never saw him using but knew he was using drugs, but that he seemed to be in a better spot. At the time, prosecutors alleged he unlawfully possessed a gun while using or addicted to drugs.
This weekend, the defense will decide whether to put Hunter on the stand Monday. A big honor for a longtime actor.
Dick Van Dyke has become the oldest daytime Emmy winner for a guest performance on Peacock's Days of Our Lives. He says during the daytime award show that aired on CBS,
I'm 98 years old. Can you believe it? This really tops off a lifetime of 80 years in the business.
The actor had already won four primetime Emmys. Three of them were in the 1960s for his classic comedy series, The Dick Van Dyke Show. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Another big winner, General Hospital grabbed gold four times, including its fourth straight outstanding daytime drama win. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials. All-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
And greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't lose us. So be there, and I'll be there as well. And together, let's put a plan together for you to have a better quality of life, a better healthy life. I don't care how bad you are off right now. I don't care what condition you're struggling with. You can change. You can get better. I'm not saying everything's going to be cured. I'm not saying everything's going to be gone. But wherever you are, and however you hurt, and however much pain you have, and how bad you are, and how old you are, all those things don't make any difference. If you do the right things and follow the natural process, but laid out by nature, changing the diet, getting plenty of sleep, and there are ways to increase the quality of sleep if you can't sleep well. There are good products that can help you fall asleep. faster and better and longer. There's ways of doing it. There's ways of making you better every way and every day. Absolutely. You can be better. I don't care where you are. In 3 to 6 months, if you do the things that you hear on the show, and even if you want to write to me, I'll lay out a program for you that'll help you feel better overall. Within 3 to 6 months, that's not a very long time compared to maybe how long you've struggled. Some people go decades with arthritis. Hey, by the way, we're going to talk about how to stop arthritis today, how to stop arthritis pain today. We have a lot more coming up, but I just want to go back to my little introduction that you can change. Absolutely. You may have gone 10, 20, 30 years, 40 years the way you feel, and you feel yucky. And when I talk about wanting to live longer, you might say, hell no, I don't want to live longer. The way I feel, ugh, I'm ready to pack up and get out of here. No, don't do that. You've got grandkids loving you. You've got ways to travel around the world. There are things to see. There are things to do. You know, as you get older, you have more wisdom, more experience that you could help the younger ones understand more what life really is. So we need older people. We need to be there to help the younger ones to understand and to know what experiences are and how they can change their lives earlier in their lives and prevent illnesses or arthritis or bone-on-bone joints. We've done it. We can show them how not to do it. So today we're going to talk about arthritis pain. And are you experiencing different effects of a nutrient deficiency? You know, we are not getting all the nutrients that our body requires. That's a given point. We are not. Because the food, even the organic food, even the best food in the world, is short on nutrients. We just don't have the ability to pack in all the nutrients we need in the food today. And if you are not following an organic diet, you are really short on some of the nutrients. And when we have a shortage of nutrients, we have side effects. Things happen to our body when we're not getting enough zinc or enough selenium or enough vitamin A or the B vitamins or whatever. Our body has side effects, symptoms and signs that pop up when we don't get all the nutrients every day. Sometimes we can go a week, maybe 2 weeks, without a nutrient. But then we start having problems. And all those problems that we have are classified by the FDA and the drug companies as a disease. And they're the only ones, the drug companies are the only ones that can provide and prescribe a drug for those side effects that were brought on just because you're missing nutrients. Right. They classify them as side effects. No one is allowed to help you eliminate that side effect from the deficiency but a drug company. They classify them all as diseases. And no one. If you have a supplement that we know from research that can provide benefits, it can't be told. The drug companies have that all blocked. The FDA supports the drug companies. And there's good reasons for that, which are way too deep to get into right now. But I'm also going to tell you today how to, three ways. How to build stronger bones. And how to fight skin cancer with olive oil. And as we talk about prescriptions, How many prescriptions are you taking? On the average, it's one prescription per day for almost the entire population of adults. High blood pressure, number one. Some are out taking 5 to 6 prescription drugs daily. And I ran into one man that was taking 28 prescription drugs. He was a zombie. I suggested a doctor for him to get him off those drugs. He was seeing too many doctors who were not looking at what he was already taking, and they added more, and he did not stop taking them until I got him to a doctor that monitored his crisis and got him down off those medications the best they could. And how much do you eat? And when you eat can play a real role in how long you live. I'm writing a blog on that right now because it's one of the questions I always get. When do I take my vitamins? How do I take my vitamins? When's the best time to take my vitamins? I'll talk about that as well. There is a really good way how to take nutrients, vitamins and minerals, capsules and tablets. And the connection between blood sugar and dementia. Yeah, your diabetes. And the consumption of the gross amount of sugar that Americans eat today and the carbohydrates that they eat today. It's all refined and processed and ultra-processed and junk. No nutrients. They stripped all the nutrients out. And they put in a minute amount of synthetic vitamins to make up for it. And they call it enriched. Get that? They call it enriched. Can't believe that. We're going to talk about gut health and how it affects your mental function, your gut and your brain are hardwired together. What happens in your gut happens in your brain or affects your brain. And the quality of life can be improved dramatically during cancer treatment. There are many people that are going through cancer treatment, chemo and radiation. It doesn't have to be all bad. You may not want to change. You may not want to go against your doctor's advice, but you still can be healthier, better off through that whole process by doing some simple things. We'll talk about that as well. We have so much on the docket today that I don't think we'll get through all of it, but let's give it a try. So how do we start today? Let's start talking about arthritis pain. You know, so many Americans have arthritis pain and they don't know what to do with it. Well, let's see what we can do about it. The problem starts with pain-relieving drugs. Got that? Pain-relieving drugs are a problem. Statistics say that every week, 23% of Americans will take an OTC, over-the-counter drug, or a prescription drug containing acetaminophen. Acetaminophen brand name is Tylenol. In a survey of people with arthritis, over 40% of the subjects were using acetaminophen, which I said is the brand Tylenol, or they were taking an NSAID drug, NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, which includes Aleve and Motrin. How well do they work? Researchers evaluated joint inflammation and cartilage quality in 277 patients with moderate to very severe arthritis who took NSAID drugs, also including ibuprofen and naproxen, versus the same evaluations in almost 800 people with arthritis who did not take these drugs. The results, now, some were taking the drugs to relieve their arthritis pain, to relieve their arthritis, and the other half were not taking the drugs at all. And after 4 years, the joints, bones, knees, elbows, shoulders, ankles, whatever joints were screaming with pain, the participants taking the NSAIDs were worse off than the control group. That means the drugs were making them worse. You might relieve some pain, but the drugs are doing more damage while you're taking the drugs. These drugs have lots of adverse effects, lots of side effects, including damaging your stomach linings, the intestinal linings, the liver, the kidneys, and increasing your risk of heart disease, and even causing Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Now, there's natural ways to relieve pain without side effects. No side effects. Boswellia, a tree that grows in Africa and the peninsulas where it's hot and the desert area. And there's a resin and a sap that's excreted from the boswellia bark. And curcumin used together for arthritis pain. How well did they do? Now, these are natural. Doctors would never prescribe them. They would say, you're wasting your money. All you can do is pee it out. Well, not so. And there are studies to show that boswellia and curcumin are highly effective against arthritis pain, not doing any damage, not any side effects, not any adverse effects. Boswellia plus curcumin have been shown to stop knee arthritis pain as effectively as Celebrex, which is one of the most common prescription drugs known today for pain. Celebrex. The group that took the combination, the herbal combination, curcumin and boswellia, had better reductions in pain, less pain, and greater increases in walking distance than the group that was treated with drugs. So at the end of the study, 92% taking the herbal combination could walk a further distance versus the drug group with 92% to 85%. The herbal group that took the combination of boswellia and curcumin could walk a longer distance more effectively with less pain versus 85% in the drug group. Now, 85 is not bad either, but also, too, take into consideration, there's going to be side effects, and those people are going to be worse off later in their years from the damage that the drug is doing. The drug is temporarily helping, but doing more damage in the meantime. There were no adverse effects in the herbal group. Now, the adverse effects in the drug group that were taking Celebrex, they had headaches, abdominal pain, indigestion, diarrhea, nausea, bloating, gas, dizziness, nervousness, headache, runny nose, stuffy nose, sore throat, rash, insomnia, serious stomach and intestinal ulcers. That's all from taking the drug group. Taking Celebrex. And worse off years later. More damage to the joints. More damage to the cartilage. Now, another herb from Africa. It's a root. It's called devil's claw. Extremely effective for arthritis pain. Double-blind, randomized trial of devil's claw versus prescription drugs that are anti-inflammatory drugs for knee and hip arthritis pain. Both devil's claw and the drug were equally effective at reducing arthritis pain. They were about the same. Both devil's claw worked. The drug worked too. But 3 times as many people in the drug group experienced adverse effects versus the devil's claw group. Devil's claw is a very potent and effective anti-inflammatory. It reduces the inflammatory COX-2 enzyme or pathway by as much as 31%. Now, COX-2, you've heard of, maybe you've seen in some writings or an article or a journal that this drug might be a COX-2 inhibitor. Why do you want to inhibit COX-2? Well, COX-2 is an enzyme system or a pathway that produces the prostaglandins. And when you have too many prostaglandins, that means the COX-2 enzyme or pathway is overexpressing itself, causing pain, causing inflammation. So you want to reduce, not entirely stop or inhibit, but you want to stop the COX-2 enzyme from being too highly expressed, too much. And devil's claw can reduce COX-2 pathway by 31%. You're balancing the pathway, not stopping the pathway. If you stop the pathway, you'll die. And that happened with a drug called Vioxx. 35,000 people died from Vioxx. So the FDA took it off the market. That's some time ago. Because it was so effective, it wasn't natural. It was a synthetic drug. Now, natural products like devil's claw, like boswellia, like curcumin, they balance the COX-2. They slowly inhibit it. It's an enzyme which triggers the production of inflammatory compounds in the joints and other areas of the body. So we want to inhibit it, but in a natural way, balancing it. You don't want to stop it. And devil's claw rebuilds the cushioning cartilage. Now that's very interesting, right? We have cartilage between our bones. It's like a pillow filled with fluid. And it prevents bone on bone. When you've got bone on bone, that hurts. And you might have bone spurs. And if you aren't doing the right things, you've got lots of pain. But devil's claw produces this cartilage in between the joints, which is a cushioning effect. You know, if you jump off a roof and you have a big, big, big mattress that you can fall on, oh, you're cushioning that fall. You're not going to get hurt like they do in a lot of stunts in movies and so forth. Somebody jumps off a building. You don't see they're landing on a pillow or a cushion. It's a cushioning effect. It prevents that friction, prevents the joints, and works 38% by increasing the glycosaminoglycans. These are natural building blocks of tissue that act as a shock absorber between the joints. When you've got bone on bone, there's so much friction, You can hear it clicking and grinding. Oh, it's not good. And it can also increase the chondrocytes by 41%. These are cells that maintain cushioning cartilage in the joints. Now, these three are really very powerful in terms of improving arthritis and reducing the pain. You can stop arthritis pain very quickly. Combine curcumin, boswellia, and devil's claw for relief of arthritis pain. It reduces the inflammation, increases joint lubrication. It oils up that joint. It isn't so simple to say it oils up the joint, but in fact, that's what you're doing. It stops arthritis pain. About 800 milligrams of this combination daily. And you can even double that. There are no side effects. You might waste a little bit of money, but maybe you'll get better results. 800 milligrams of this combination daily is a superior way to reduce the effects of arthritis and arthritis pain. Now, what happens when you experience a loss of nutrients? Let's say you have a nutrient deficiency. That means you're not getting a nutrient as frequently or as often as you need, as the body requires. The body requires all the nutrients every day. Now, we may go a week or two without zinc or one of the other nutrients, and the world's not going to fall apart. We're going to be able to reestablish the nutrients that we need to be healthy. So if you're experiencing the effects of a nutrient deficiency, here's the things that are going to happen. Fatigue is a huge sign of a nutrient deficiency. Many people have low vitamin D levels. In the spring, having spent the winter inside, away from the sunshine. In fact, in the clinical study, 77% of adults who actually experienced fatigue were also found to have very low levels of vitamin D. But after receiving vitamin D treatments for 5 weeks, their fatigue symptoms improved significantly, dramatically. In a study of 23,000 adults and children that was published in February 2024, just a couple of months ago, surveying all these 23,000 adults and children, 99% of respondents didn't meet the daily requirement intake of vitamin D. Can you imagine that? Of 23,000 adults and children, 99%, well, you might as well say 100%, 100% of the respondents in the study did not meet the daily requirement for vitamin D. 70% of these 23,000 did not get enough calcium. And 30% did not get enough iron, because most people rely on the American diet, which is junk. The American diet is junk. What most Americans eat on a daily basis does not supply anywhere near the level of nutrients that's required to be healthy, just to survive. Not talking about optimal health, just to survive. Even low iodine intake is also linked to fatigue. Between 2011 and 2020, total iodine intake in young women decreased. And about 25% of the women don't meet the minimum daily requirement for iodine. And that is to keep a healthy thyroid. Your thyroid gland requires iodine, L-tyrosine, and selenium to produce thyroxine. Most of these women are taking synthetic thyroxine, Synthroid, just because they don't have enough iodine. It's not a lack of Synthroid. It's not a lack of the hormone. It's a lack of what takes to build the hormone in the body, and that is iodine, L-tyrosine, which is an amino acid. So we have a mineral, an amino acid, and selenium, another mineral. These three come together in the body and produce that hormone of the thyroid. Hang on, friends. I've got to take a break here. I've got to take a pause here. There's going to be some commercials coming up. And then right after those commercials, I'm going to come right back, and we're going to go back up to the top of the hour with more coming your way. I'm Terry Naturally, and this is Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. By the way, go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. You can listen to radio shows, live or on demand. You can subscribe to my newsletter that will go out to you every Friday. All kinds of information coming your way, all kinds of ways to get information on my website. My website is going to help you understand more on how to be healthy and happy for the rest of your life. Now, we're talking about nutrient deficiencies. That means you're not getting a certain nutrient or a bunch of them. Could be several of them, could be a lot more, depending on how you eat and what you eat. And if you're eating the American diet, well, you're going to be missing a lot of nutrients. Where are you going to get them? Well, take a good, highly essential group of vitamins and minerals. They do make a difference. Believe me, they do. I don't care how much doctors say they don't count, or they're not worth it, or you're going to just pee it out. No, you need those vitamins and minerals. They got to come from somewhere. And if our diet doesn't supply it, where are you going to go? So all these nutrients will have side effects. Some side effects are more serious than others. And did you know that prescription medications, get this, prescription medications that you're taking because you want to be healthy. Drugs don't make you healthy, by the way. No way. And they cause more side effects, more damage. And they can cause a nutrient deficiency. Prescription drugs block the absorption of essential nutrients, block the absorption, or interfere with the body's ability to synthesize certain nutrients. Some nutrients are made in our body, but drugs will stop that conversion. So here are three examples of drugs that can deplete important vitamins and minerals: oral contraceptives, birth control pills, deplete folic acid or folate. Also, vitamins B2, B6, B12. Vitamin C, vitamin E, and the minerals, magnesium, selenium, and zinc. Ladies, if you're taking an oral contraceptive, all these nutrients are being blocked, and you are not getting these nutrients, even if you're taking them, because the birth control pills stop the absorption of these nutrients. You're not going to be healthy. You got to take a good quality daily multiple. Take one. You can't, and don't take one a day. Don't take a pill a day. You need more than that. There are some good products out there that are two a day, because you can't put all the nutrients in the dosage and the requirement that you need in just one little tiny pill. Impossible. If you take all the calcium you require, all the B vitamins you require, the C, the E, and all the minerals, magnesium, selenium, zinc, and you put them in your hand, you're going to have a golf ball-sized pill. I don't think you're going to swallow a golf ball-sized pill. It would probably have to be It would probably have to be a suppository. That's the only way you're going to do it. But that's not a good way to go either. You need more tablet capsules daily of a multiple to get all those nutrients in your body. And then take, for example, statin drugs. 40 million Americans are taking statin drugs to lower their cholesterol, which is the biggest, don't want to say the word, biggest baloney in the world. Terrible. It's the biggest drug scam in the world. We need cholesterol. Our body makes it. It's that critical to our body that our Creator designed us to produce our own cholesterol. We need it. We can't live without it. We make all of our hormones, all our vitamin D from cholesterol. But statin drugs can reduce levels of CoQ10 by as much as 50%. And CoQ10 is one of the most effective heart supplements you can find anywhere. It's a very powerful antioxidant. And the same pathway, the same enzyme that produces cholesterol, produces an equal amount of CoQ10. But when you take a statin drug and you inhibit cholesterol, you also inhibit CoQ10. So take CoQ10 absolutely if you're on a statin drug. But I would take one, I'd like one that's 100 milligrams of CoQ10. And it's also complex with a gamma cyclodextrin, which is an enzymatically treated starch that'll boost the absorption of CoQ10 by 800%, eight times. So when you're taking 100 milligrams, it's equivalent to 800 milligrams. Then also, too, antacids, bad, bad, bad. And even worse are the proton pump inhibitors. They block magnesium, vitamin B12, inhibit protein digestion. So also, you need another good quality daily multiple to make up for all of this as well. So here's the first step. Pick a very effective daily multiple. That means we'll take it every day. But don't buy a one a day. Don't buy one daily pill. I've said this before. Dosage is much, much more than just one per day. And don't buy a one a day and take two a day, because they're not balanced. They're not in the same right ratio. And the very essential nutrients contains a full range of vitamins and minerals at more than 100% of the RDA. The FDA established the RDA for vitamins and minerals, and this is so old. This is over 70 years old. Don't you think our environment has changed in 70 years? It's ridiculous. So if you need 100% of the RDA to stay healthy, to survive, you need more to thrive. The RDA is what you need to prevent a full-blown nutrient deficiency, not what you need for optimal health. Nutrients are for everyone. They're not different from men and women. So you see a woman's formula of vitamins and minerals. You see a man's formula for vitamins for men. You know, there's no difference between adults. You don't sit down at your table and you make a meal for women and you make a meal for men. That's how silly it is. Everybody needs all the nutrients. You don't need age or gender specific formulas. And nutrients in their optimal forms for absorption and efficiency. Active forms of B vitamins and chelated minerals. You've got to find the right formula for you. Look for a natural formula free of toxic ingredients like BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors. You buy those in the drugstore. They're all full of toxic ingredients. Go to your health food store. and find the natural formulations of vitamins and minerals without toxic elements, without junk, without BHD, without artificial colors, artificial flavors. You don't need them. They hurt you. They're toxic. Now, we all want strong bones, right? And all of, for our lifetime. So I'm going to give you three ways how to build stronger bones and reduce the risk of osteoporosis. A solid nutritional foundation with a multivitamin and mineral formulation is necessary. We just talked about that. Same for bone health. We need the same combination, the right vitamins, the right minerals. Mineral deficiencies are more common than vitamin deficiencies because we need more. The B vitamins, you only need maybe 10, 25 milligrams. But calcium, you need 800 to 1,000 to maybe 1,200 milligrams. Huge amounts. That's why you can't concentrate them in one little pill. I have a friend that has a vitamin company, and he's one of my best friends. And he makes a daily, one pill a day, vitamin and mineral. Now, we need about 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium. We need about 400 milligrams of magnesium. And in that one pill a day, because we can't put all the nutrients in one little pill, it'd be so big, like I said, it's going to be like a golf ball. So there's 25 milligrams of calcium in that product, 10 milligrams of magnesium. And what did I say? 400 milligrams of magnesium, not 10, not 25 milligrams of calcium, 1,200 milligrams of calcium. That's why you got to be careful of what you buy. Because if you say, I bought a vitamin and mineral supplement, boy, I'm going to say, what did you buy? Let me see it. Did you buy the right stuff? Oh, my gosh. A mouse would die from a lack of nutrients with this thing. Get rid of it. Get a good quality vitamin and mineral supplement, and in 3 months, you're going to notice a huge difference. Now, besides that, you need silica from horsetail. That's an herb. Horsetail is an herb that has a very high concentration of silica. It's a plant. Studies have shown that silica can increase calcium absorption by 50% and bone density by 15%. I recommend about 40 milligrams of silica based on the flavonoids that helps to increase the absorption twice daily. Now, women will love this product as well. Not only does it help bone health, but it's for skin, hair, and nails. Your nails will grow like crazy, and they'll be much stronger. They won't chip. They won't break. For beautiful hair and skin and nails, silica. It's a beauty mineral. Now, we can't forget the trace minerals, strontium. S-T-R-O-N-T-I-U-M, strontium. It's also necessary for optimal bone health. Studies using strontium in the treatment of osteoporosis showed a significant improvement in bone mineral density. So look for a formula that contains strontium citrate, which is a very absorbable form of strontium. And I recommend taking 680 milligrams of strontium at breakfast time, but make sure you take it 2 hours away from any form of calcium. They're not toxic and they're not going to hurt each other, but strontium and calcium are both absorbed in the body through the same pathway. So strontium is much more effective in the pathway to be absorbed. So it knocks calcium down. You just don't want to take them together. because they are both absorbed in the same pathway, and one will block the other. So take calcium 2 hours away from strontium. You know I love olive oil. I just saw a brand new study coming out that I'm preparing to share with you sometime in the very near future, how powerful it is to provide the health that you want. Just get the best extra virgin olive oil you can. Read my book on olive oil. It's available on my website. Some health food stores have it available. And if you know more about olive oil, it'll change your life. But now I want to mention that you can actually fight skin cancer with olive oil. Olive oil can be a treatment for melanoma. Melanoma is the most dangerous type of skin cancer. Deadly. If you let it go, you can die very quickly. About 5%, thank God it's only 5%, of skin cancers are melanoma. But 70 to 80% of deaths from skin cancer are due to melanoma. Melanoma is so dangerous because it is a very likely to spread throughout the body if not treated early. So it's just not a skin cancer because it metastasizes throughout the whole body very quickly. So if you don't catch it in the first stages, there's not much hope. Cell studies have shown that compounds in olive oil can stop melanoma cells from replicating and spreading. They stop growing, stop spreading throughout the body. A new study followed 91 people with advanced melanoma who were also being treated with anti-cancer drugs, some of whom followed a Mediterranean diet with increased intake of olive oil, nuts, and fish. And the results of this survey, this study, versus patients who ate the standard American diet, especially those who ate high amounts of processed meats, that's like deli meats, that's like sausages, that's like bacon, the patients on the Mediterranean diet, they had plenty of fish, lots of fruits and vegetables, red wine, and olive oil. But the olive oil was the focus of the treatment on cancer. They responded better to treatment when they were taking lots of olive oil. What's lots of olive oil? 2 to 4 tablespoons daily. And I recommend take it off the spoon like medicine. And also, yeah, absolutely everything you make, whether you cook, whether you want to drizzle it on your salads, wherever you want to put it, use it everywhere in your food. But at least 2 to 4 tablespoons off the spoon. Why? Because lots of it is left in the dishes that you have made food in. Lots of it will be left in the salad bowl because you don't get all of it from your salad. That's a waste. Olive oil is expensive. Good quality olive oil is very expensive. Don't waste it. But I want you to get as much as you possibly can in your body to be healthy. Now, these responded from the Mediterranean diet that more participants who were still alive with no worsening of their cancer, even after a year, called a progression-free survival. And they had fewer side effects from the cancer drugs. How many medications are you taking? 2 many. That's just the bottom line. All of you are taking 2 many. You don't ask why you're taking a drug. Maybe you don't even need the drug. And there are studies that show that you don't need as many drugs as you think you need. Studies actually show that taking multiple medications is associated with a faster decline in memory, especially in some patients already experiencing mild cognitive decline. A greater risk of falls. And you know, that's the number one cause of death in the elderly when they fall. It's very, very traumatic. Very hard to recover after a fall. And those that fall, 50% of those that fall, I should say, do not recover and pass away within the year after falling. Especially among people with balance problems or weakened muscles. And we can strengthen muscles over time. A little bit of exercise, about 10 minutes a day is all you need. And protein. Your muscles are made of protein. Don't eat a sandwich. Have a nice dinner. Maybe a fillet of salmon. Or maybe some lamb chops. Good protein. Or even make a protein drink just to make sure you're getting more protein. And these people have a greater risk of adverse effects. Certain combinations of drugs. You know, when you're taking 3, 4, 5 drugs, there never has been any studies whatsoever as to what happens to the combination of those drugs. Those drugs affect each other, but we don't know the effects because it's not required by the FDA. If you take 3, 4 drugs together, what happens? You could be a time bomb. No one knows. The cost would be horrendous. So they don't want to do it. So you're the guinea pig. You're taking them now, and someday people will find out just how bad off taking 6 or 7 or 8 drugs in a day. It can't be good because all of them have their own individual side effects and adverse effects. Certain combinations of drugs can lead to excessive bleeding, dangerously low blood sugar, and other serious complications that lead to hundreds of older adults being hospitalized every day. Over a typical month, 70% of U.S. adults use at least one prescription drug daily. And almost 25% of all U.S. adults are using 5 or more drugs daily. Drugs do not provide health. They're not going to make you healthy. Now, some drugs are necessary, I agree. But hopefully you ask questions why the doctor is prescribing a drug. Why do I need this drug? And read the side effects. Read and find out. Do some homework. Is there something natural that can do just the same thing? Like with high blood pressure, a natural combination of grapeseed extract and olive leaf extract are as effective as prescription drugs for high blood pressure. So you can seek out more alternative methods than taking a prescribed drug and using more multiple combinations of drugs. Now, this is the question I'm asked all the time. How much should I eat? And when should I eat? And how long do you think I'll live? And when should I take my supplements? Should I take my supplements with meals? Or should I take them on an empty stomach? What is best? Well, the best thing you can do is cut your calories down. Cutting calories extends the lifespan and health span. That means you're going to live longer and you're going to have better health. In animal studies, reducing the amount of food offered by 30 to 40%, enough to trigger biological changes, but not so extreme as to cause malnourishment, increases the lifespan by 30%. That's huge. Increases the lifespan by 30%. These findings have been replicated in hundreds and hundreds of studies in animals ranging from worms to monkeys. Why? Two theories are that fewer calories slows the metabolism, like driving a car more slowly. The car lasts longer, the tires last longer, you use less fuel. So we're slowing the body down. Cells deprived of sugar turn to alternative methods like fuel sources and scavenge what others might linger and cause problems. Think of an empty out of the refrigerator and not letting any food go bad. So empty the refrigerator and not let any food go bad. One reason calorie-restricted animals live longer is because they don't get sick early in life, if at all. How much time you spend on eating also matters. But what about supplements? When is the best time to take a supplement? Well, I follow a doctor that I liked his research. He's a PhD in research. And he made a comment in one of his podcasts that I listened to. I don't think it was scientifically proven, but based on his research, he's a pretty smart guy. He specializes in longevity. And he made a comment that when we take supplements with meals, there's food in meals that have nutrients that will interact with the supplements you take, dietary supplements. And the dietary supplements will help the food. So it's a synergistic combination of supplements improving the food we are eating, and the food helps the supplements. It's a synergistic combination. And when you take it with food, there's other nutrients there as well as fat. So he observed that there's about a 5 to 10 times absorption of nutrients when you take it with a meal, rather than on an empty stomach. Empty stomach has nothing to help those nutrients be absorbed systemically and into the bloodstream. I have a lot more to talk about this. This is a great, fascinating subject. I want to dig into deeper, and bring you more information to give you the best results. But for now, I've got to run. Say a prayer for this crazy world. And God bless you, my dear friends. And God bless this great American country.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.